Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have another show. And we probably have about 500 archives by now. So if you're interested in knowing more about the Light Ship, just go on the archives. They're on BBS Radio. And we also have like a question and answer information, text. I guess. You want to talk about that, Sylvia? I don't have the words for it, but it's the little angels.
Sure, like a, like a Q&A.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, you could talk
you
about
scroll
it.
Scroll up on the Creation Lightship page, above, you know, right between the link for the fast chat and the light being, you'll see these two little beautiful angels reading a book. And it says Creation Lightship questions and answers document. You can click on that, and it brings up all kinds of questions and answers. And you can scroll through them and find topics that you're interested in and read more of Ron's answers. So that's quite nice to do sometime. And for right now, if you have questions for Ron, we'd love to hear from you. You can either type a question into the fast chat, or you can give us a call. It's very nice to have people actually come on the air with your questions, or if there's a particular one of the healings on Ron's list of services that you'd like to know more about, or you'd like to experience a sample of that, then it's great to call in and request that. So since it's Friday night and we're on station 2, there's a different phone number, and I'll give it to you right now if you want to jot this down. It's 888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. So, love to either hear from you live, or if you can't do that, then go ahead and type your question on the fast chat, and then we'll just have a really nice night taking up those questions and requests. So, over to you, Ron, to get us started.
Okay, so let's do an entity clearing here. We all have them. They come into us, hard to keep them out. People who aren't in their body more than others will have more of them. So if you wonder why your friends act kind of wacko at times, that's the reason. They're full of entities. Or it could even be your spouse or maybe a significant other. So that could be very disconcerting. And how do you tell? Normally, the quickest way is to look in their eyes and see who's looking at you. And so what you want to do is take a mental note. So maybe you have a person that's giving you trouble a lot. So look at them when they're, you know, fairly nice, and then check out their eyes. And then when they get upset with you, look at them. And, you know, you always heard the phrase, and like, you know, their eyes are like, what is it, emitting fire or something, you know. That's the entity is looking at you. And normally it's a blank look, kind of a stare, glossy eyes. Do you want to elaborate on that too, Sylvia? You may have had some experience with this too in your lifetime here.
Well, one of my favorite things that you say, Ron, sometimes is, if you're not home, who is? And you, I'm sure everyone listening can relate to a time where they've met someone and it was like there was nobody there, really, or that there was such a little amount of spirit energy in that person that they were, they just really weren't with it. They kind of were out of it. They weren't really aware of their surroundings or what was around them. Their eyes obviously glassed over. You see that very easily when somebody drinks.
Yeah,
too much,
very,
it's like they're gone.
Yeah, a lot of people do role-playing, too, you know, as they change their personalities before your eyes, you know. Some people say, oh, yeah, when this person gets drunk at a party, he's a lot of fun. Well, you know, who's coming into that person to work the body? You know, maybe it's somebody who likes to party, or maybe it's somebody who likes to tell jokes, you know. It's not necessarily that they do bad things. It's just that you're not in control of your body.
We have a caller.
Hello, caller.
Hi there, Ron. How are you?
Good.
Okay,
hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Nice to hear both of you and your cheerful voices tonight.
Yeah.
I had a theory about that, Ron, where people have a vacant impression inside of themselves, like what you're talking about. My theory is that the person who's controlling them is the ET in the cockpit of the spaceship that's in the clouds. And it seems that he's controlling them by an implant that it seems like it could almost be a lobotomy. I understand that they put it through the nose into the brain, and if they cut a couple nerves in the brain for thinking, and then they cut a couple nerves for the subconscious mind, and then a couple nerves for the memory, then they would have three implants in there. It'd be almost like a lobotomy that they used in the 1930s and 1950s. And then they would override that system so they could intervene into that person's thinking, and he thinks that those were his thoughts. But they're really the thoughts of the ET in the cockpit, of the spaceship in the clouds that's overrode his system. So I just think that's interesting to study about the lobotomies and how they contrast with our viewpoint about the impressions that the people receive sometimes. So I just was wondering that, you know, they do anything for power. They would start wars and conflicts for power. They do anything for power. And it seems that we have a different value system than they do. I was wondering what some of your viewpoints would be about that, Ron, how they override our system and everything for their system, and we think it's ours, it's theirs, we get food, and then we separate, we find our system from theirs, the light comes in, and then we find our true connection. But I think to heal that, we would have to connect the nerves back again. I think that they may have a fiber optic connection to the nerves, and if we would have to remove the fiber optics to connect the nerves back, and then maybe the implants, that program would crash, so we could get our connection back again to our mind, our subconscious, and also our memory. So that's just something I have a theory about, theoretically, and I'm wondering what your impressions would be about the matter.
Well, you went pretty deep, pretty quick there, so I hope we don't lose too many people. I enjoy your comment, though. Yeah, that... I agree with you on a lot of that, maybe all of it here. They do have artificial intelligence chips that somehow, for whatever reason or how they do it, you know, I can't really talk about their technology, but they do actually pin people. And so when you attempt to contact them to see who's up in that spaceship, it's just strictly like an android. Or it even could be like, so to speak, computer-controlled. And this is much like some of the people that walk on the Earth here that have the clone bodies, you know. Very, very similar. But I won't go into that. That's a whole different topic. But, yeah, I think you are right.
Okay, that's great. I'm thank you for that, for the confirmation.
They do a lot to us here. This is why these 8-hour calls that we do on Sundays are so special, to get you to get this stuff released out of you, because most people don't have a clue. You know, when I hear other practitioners talking at the expos, they make it sound, I don't know, like stuff is very simple. You know, all you do is do this here, and you have this ritual that you go through or chant, and it fixes you. And I listen to this stuff, and I mean, man, they're like not even in preschool, you know. But that's their belief system, and maybe the dark side is controlling them with that belief system, making people not want to have a 100% healing. So remember, when somebody is looking for a healing, what I have found in the past by watching people, even this happens to me, they'll come to me. In fact, I get phone calls maybe a couple times a month. And be people from the past expos that I went to. And they'll finally, you know, maybe pull up the old literature or have one of my business cards, you know, or just some information that they, you know, gleaned off the booth. And they'll call me up and they'll say, yeah, Rod, I had, you know, the emotional clearing done by you. And, you know, what else can I do? And I go, gee, I don't remember doing one, you know, or anything like that. I said, did you have your whole life done? They go, oh, no. You know, you did it at your booth. And I go, well, I just did a sample clearing. I said, did you feel better? They go, oh, yes, man, I felt wonderful. And I said, well, that's just for the maybe like the last 3 days to maybe a week of what I did for you. That's not your whole lifetime. And they go, oh, yeah, but it felt so much better. I go, yeah, but you have to go much deeper than that. You have to go to the root cause and at least get this whole lifetime done. So most people have selective hearing. You know, this is what I'm finding, too. And they just think that they can have a very, very simple way of doing something. Maybe they just have the belief that, you know, if they just have one or two clearings, they're going to be fixed for good. And then they go on to look for another practitioner or something because they think that they're completed with the work that they're supposed to be doing. It's very odd to me to see this here. I'll even talk about New York here. So I hope I don't get any red ears from people listening from New York. But I went to I don't go to too many of the other speakers because I'm normally too busy at the booth. But this one person was doing some energetic work with aliens. And I won't mention her name, but I go into this lecture just to see what's going on. And all of a sudden, I feel this dark energy come into the room. And, man, it was, like, really bizarre, and I could just feel this. And the people in there, what bothered me is when I do my lectures and workshops, I tell people, always ask your spirit where to go to next. I normally always mention this here, you know, connect with your spirit before you do anything to see if the practitioner is good or not. So I go into this room, and, you know, we've been to New York quite a few times, maybe a dozen times so far, I guess. And I see probably 80% of the people that's been in my lectures and workshops sitting in there and not having a clue to what I mentioned to them prior. So I'm in there, and all of a sudden this lady starts speaking some ET language, like speaking in tongues with some singing, and this energy was just awful. It got very, very thick, very negative, and, man, I had to put up my defenses and get the light ship in to take this energy away. So then I'm wondering, well, you know, what's going on here? Why am I even in here when these people don't have a clue? They didn't listen to what I was telling them initially to connect with your spirit. So I kind of felt a little disempowered or just bewildered because on all my lectures, they're almost the same theme, which is to contact your spirit. You can even go on YouTube and see a bunch of them. And that's the bottom line, is to see who you want to go to. But these people just didn't understand that. And so they're out there trying to find this, maybe the magic cure, you say, through the curiosity, and getting hooked up to the dark side, you know, by seeing, you know, all these practitioners. And this I see quite often. I have to go into the event that's in San Francisco. That was quite bizarre because I'm watching people, and the San Francisco event is very, very large. There's, you know, there's probably, I don't know, I'd say 300 exhibitors there. And the people come in there, and they go to each one of them, kind of see what they can get for nothing, basically. And that's not bad, but to just have all these people touching you and doing mantras over you and doing disha on you and touching you and doing special things, all of a sudden, within a day or two, you're really whacked out because you really got plugged into the darkness by not asking your spirit who to go to. So this is kind of what I see with most people, that they're looking for the perfect thing that doesn't take much energy on their part. All they want to do is maybe pay $50, you know, and have the end all or buy the special book. And that's not the way it works, folks. I wish it did. I wish it was that simple. But the worst thing is that these people are going and getting hooked up to the darkness. This is why I have the Dark Side Practitioner on the website, so you can get cleared off of these websites and also people that have connected to you, and also on the alien energetic removal of the implants and, you know, ET parasites, etc. So anyway, thank you for calling, Larry. Appreciate your call. Back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Ron, for your input on that, too.
Yes, you're very welcome. I know I got off on a tangent there, but this is kind of the way I see things. People don't understand what's really out there and what's happening to them. This is why we're doing 8-hour calls on Sundays, to get this stuff off of you. And, you know, if one eight-hour call would do it, it would be wonderful, but it doesn't. You know, everyone helps you. And you don't know how deep you are ingrained in this stuff, you know, until you start having some clearings done. And then you start to see the light and you go, man, I'm in really bad shape here. But until that happens, the darkness is not going to tell you how much they infiltrated you and how much mind control they put on you. They're just going to tell you that you're a wonderful person and to smile a lot. And, you know, you're doing perfectly fine. You don't need any healings done. Or if you do go to this one practitioner, you know, and pay $50 and they'll fix you, you know. So this is just the way I perceive it. Or they, one practitioner starts doing chants. I saw him, and very, very bad. I won't give his name out, but this person transplants and does soul body organ implants, and he puts in a new soul in all of your body organs. And I go, hello, and he's flocked full of people. I mean, people just come running to him to get hooked up. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia. I'm sure that all of you out there would wonder why you'd want to have a new soul put into all of your body organs. You know, I guess your old one's not any good. Maybe it's, you know, like an old car got 200,000 miles on it. You know, you have to get a brand new one. The light didn't create it properly for you, so you want to get an upgrade. But, you know, it's very strange. Back to you, Sylvia. I'll have you take the floor now.
Well, you know, it's really interesting what you brought up, Ron, about, you know, telling people to ask their spirit, you know, for guidance as far as where to go, who to go to, and that kind of thing. And I kind of have a theory about that, which is that, like you said, most people on this planet are at best 20% in their bodies with their spirit energy, and that 20% isn't necessarily integrated, like you said, into the whole cellular structure of the body. So it's if they're only 20% in with their spirit energy, then what's the other 80%? And if that's all mind control and all these other entities and so on, then when a person kind of attempts to ask their spirit, I mean, do they even know what their spirit is? Have they ever really been in communication with it? Do they really understand how it talks to them and speaks to them? Or when they do that, do they just go into their mind and get the mental energy or get the mind control energy as an answer and then go right into one of those rooms where they're doing that kind of, you know, dark transmission because what they think is their spirit answer is really some other thing. What do you think about that, Ron? Do you think that that's probably what's happening?
Yes, I do. And I have actually energetically seen practitioners at some of the expos actually put out like a psychic cord to all the people and who come by the booth and somehow through this witchcraft energy or whatever you want to call it, they actually draw the people who walk in front of the booth to their lectures, especially if they're paid ones. And I always try to do, when I do my work, I try to make it free for people. So I'll be going to the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. That'll be in February. And I'll be having a free workshop for people. So instead of paying, typically, I don't know what the rate would be, I'll just say $30 to $50, I do them for free. So I can have more people coming, and it allows people to have a chance to understand what I'm doing without having, you know, somebody paying for it. So this is what I tried to do, to do promotions, just like this radio program, which is free to everybody listening. I do enjoy donations, too, though, you know, naturally, because this all comes out of my own pocket, but I'm trying to get the word out. And the basic word is just talk to your spirit. So for me, you know, looking at what I have done in the past here, starting off basically cold turkey with this mission in 2005, attempting to figure out how to get the word out, taking money out of my pocket basically in savings to start going to expos and things and traveling and everything else. It's quite interesting that people just still don't get it. So for sometimes I get kind of frustrated. I'm not really frustrated tonight, but I'm just trying to share with you, and you may understand this too, that people just don't get it. You know, it's almost impossible to change somebody's belief system. And when the dark side's running them, and when they think they're talking to their spirit, and it's really an entity that they're talking to, you know, and, or they think they're talking to God, there's one that channeler who talks to God, supposedly, and, you know, who knows what race that is. You can go to any church and hear that. But basically, this is what you're looking at is who are you really talking to when you ask for your spiritual guidance? If you don't go into your heart, anybody will come to you that's out there, you know. So if you ask for one of the archangels, the dark side creates them instantly. Even entities that are earth-based will say, hey, I want to be this Archangel Michael today. I'll come over and talk to this person inside of their head because they're asking me to come to them. So you say, I want to have some information from Archangel Michael. This is what a lot of people do when they start their channeling work. Well, all of a sudden, they're going to get maybe a couple hundred entities who want to come in and communicate using the name Archangel Michael. There's nothing sacred with entities. They'll do whatever they can do to come into a body. And the information might be wonderful. It might be great information. It might sound like it's the true 100% Archangel Michael, but it's still not going to be the divine energy until you connect to your heart center. And once you're in your heart center, then the information that you're getting is mainly just for you because they're not going to tell anybody what to do with your life. Why is that? Because you have free choice, free will. You know, I've been to channelers throughout, my, say, spiritual practices over the, you know, years, many, many years. And I went to one event here. It's actually in Mount Shasta here. I went to this one lady's house once a long time ago, and she's channeling, I think it was Archangel Michael. No, maybe it's Jesus. She's channeling Jesus. So I go in there, and I guess it probably cost about $15 in her living room, and she probably had 30 people show up on, like, every Tuesday or once a month or something, you know. So I go there, and people are asking her questions, you know, one at a time, and she'll give, like, a five-minute answer, and it sounded pretty good. And then one person asked about some kind of something or other, and lo and behold, you know, Jesus came forth and said, you know, Sally in the room here is selling this special product that would be very, very good for you. And I looked at this thing, and I'm watching this energy come into her body, you know, and knowing that she's supposed to be very, very good. Everybody's, you know, flocked to her. You know, she's one of the headliners here, we'll call it, in Mount Shasta. This is probably a good 5 years ago or so. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm wondering, you know, what is going on here? How could somebody that's channeling promote a product? Number one, they're only in the now if you're channeling the proper energy, and they're not going to know that much about what's happening. It's interesting to I get emails sent to me quite often, and they start talking about politics. They start talking about what's going on with the planet here. You know, maybe there's something going overseas with atomic bombs going off or something in Iran, you know, and they'll bring that up about this here. And then they talk about ascension, but whatever is a newsworthy article, they have information on it. Well, the divine doesn't typically have that information. You know, all they are is involved with you to have you connect with your spirit energy. That's the bottom line. And that's really what they're there to do, is to help you with that. As far as current events here on this planet, they're not really going to tell you much about it because everything's changeable. That's the dark side script. And the only way you can get out of it is to connect to your spirit. And you can still be involved with the dark side script all around you. I'm not saying that you're going to all of a sudden have it not appear around you or, you know, not influence you. But still, that's all they can do for you is bring you into the moment to have you get your guidance from your spirit. And they're not going to tell you, you know, by channeling some energy, especially to a group of people, what each one should do, because the divine doesn't work that way. They only work with each individual one-on-one, and that's your own connection. And so the information across the board can be great. Most channelers start off with, you know, what a wonderful group of people we have here and how beautiful you are and how much light's in the room. You've probably all heard the same stuff. And, you know, it's nice to have a little ego boost there about that you are a nice person. But aside from the information, you know, they're reading the dark side script too, and that might be beneficial to you. But what are you really going into that room and feeling and sensing? Who is coming into that room, and what alien race is controlling the energy coming into the channeler? And is it connecting to you through the voice of that person or the music that they're playing in the background? Remember, they're very tricky. So anyway, I don't know how we got off on this here, but I guess this is the way the show's going. So let's do some entity releasing. So here we go. This is what kind of how it got started, about entities coming into your head, talking to you, doing role-playing. You know, they are playing you because they're working with you, your body, as opposed to your spirit being in control. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. This is an emotional clearing. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body clearing. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. Do a trauma body clearing. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. And we'll work with pain. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So these are just sample clearings. They're probably about, for what I can do for you, basically, you know, they are complete for about 80% of the clearing. But this is no substitute by far for having your whole lifetime done. So if you feel better and you go, wow, I listen to every one of Ron's radio programs and I feel good, well, you're just getting a sample of what's really going on in your life. We're just taking away, you know, a little bit of the weeds on the top. You need to get everything done. You know, you have to get that iceberg eliminated, all those roots out of you. So this here, even though it's very, very effective, the reason why I do samples is to show people that how quick the light shift works. This is the same process that Jesus did. Remember, he said, you're healed, period. This is what we're doing here. This part of your energy is completed. Just that it was much easier in the time of Jesus to do these things compared to now because of all the mind control transmissions like Larry was talking about. Remember, as we increased in consciousness here, and we have more media, we'll say, around, internet, etc., we have more ways to get attacked. Remember, if you're just strictly like on a farm, we'll say you go back to the 1800s, maybe you know about 100 people in your town, and maybe, you know, you're not driving a vehicle because all you have is horses. You're not going to travel too far, so you don't have too much information. You may get a newspaper or books to read, but you're not really plugged into humanity itself. You're just plugged into your, you know, immediate family and a few friends. So you're not going to get a whole lot of energetic energy back then. Well, now we have it all over the place. And this is, you know, just the way it is. And so we have a lot more stuff that we got to deal with. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you know, it's why I'm so glad that you're doing these 8-hour marathon healing sessions on the Sundays, because that's, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best things that's going to help people get their spirit energy up in their, you know, bodies and be able to actually, you know, have their spirit guiding them and be able to really, you know, get that and to feel that and to not be able to just be swayed by the, you know, the mind energy or the mind control. And the light beings are just working overtime right now, just really, really helping. I know that I'm feeling that really strongly, and others too that have been on these calls, that they're really working in between the sessions very much to dismantle that stuff that is, you know, has been controlling us and that kind of thing. I think Kyle was mentioning on the fast chat about how he's felt a lot of, you know, work with them removing, like, energy from our feet, and I know that's been happening for me as well, which is very interesting how they're taking stuff out that way. And it's just great. It's like those calls are just the best thing you can do. So I think you can still get on it for this month, for the final one of this month, which is this Sunday, by just connecting with Ron in an email. And for right now, Ron, is it okay if we take up a couple of the requests from the fast chat?
Sure, that'd be great. Let's change the energy here and get into what we're supposed to be doing here.
Great. Yeah, we have a request for a planetary clearing.
Oh, boy, another one. Okay. So as you can tell, as you hear this show, if you're the first-time listener, you're going to go, gee, Ron talks about how grim it is here and how dark it is. I don't know if I want to listen to his show any longer, you know, because I want to have some upliftment in my life. Well, this is what we're doing. We're clearing away the densities. So this is what we do. Everything that we're doing here is to get you out of the darkness. And it's very interesting. Most of the shows deal with darkness, getting you out of it and doing sample clearing to get out of darkness. So here we go. This is a planetary clearing. So I'll just talk about it briefly here. The planets control you. You know, that should be a no-brainer. You just get out your horoscope in the newspaper every day and read about it. And, you know, you might say, oh, you know, it says good things about it in here. Well, yeah, there are good things and bad things, but it's still controlled. They're controlling you. You know, they don't list the bad things because you'd want to pick up the newspaper to read all the bad things about you, okay? So they probably find something that's going to be good. Remember, the dark side is very sneaky. So the planetary clearing, when I do that, it clears away probably about 2,000 planets from you, maybe even more. Typically, it takes about an hour and a half to do, and sometimes it takes 3 hours. But basically, it gets these things off of you. And you start feeling better if you have a lack of energy in your body. So the planetary clearing mainly works with your body. It does connect with your spirit, too, on quarter, but mainly the body is what you're going to be feeling. And so what this does is bring back your life force energy, because remember, you're being quartered by a couple thousand planets. So this kind of picture you as being a pincushion, okay? Yeah, or maybe a test tube, a specimen with all these connectors hooked up to you. All these, I won't get into that, but anyway, you got the picture there. This is what they're doing to you. Larry mentioned implants. Yep, this is another way to talk about that. So they do put these things in you. They're time-coded, and this is what happens. Here we go. So we'll take away 10 planets. And this is like a drop in the bucket here, but it does help. And I think this planetary clearing costs $200 if you wanted to go through it and do feel better. Remember, all these clearings make you feel better. You just need one clearing. Some we have unlimited usage on, which is $50 more, so if you wanted to stay up to date, you could. But normally this one here helps people out a whole bunch just by having this one clearing. So here we go. First planet released. Let's dance. Second released. I'm yawning already. Third released. Fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So I'll do 10 more for everybody. So I'm going to put some music on first and take a note, and I want you just to kind of see how your body's feeling, how your body is responding to this healing. And drop into your heart. We do this on all the shows. Just count from 10 to 1. Do it about maybe half a dozen times. And ask your spirit how you're doing. Okay, here we go. We're going to do 10 more of these for you. So, see how you're feeling. Normally, you should get more energy coming into your body. And remember, when these like hypodermic needles come into you and they start sucking out your life force, you may have a pain there. You might even have a physical problem or lump on your body where these energies are too. So you may feel the change instantly. So here we go. Here's 10 more of these. So number one release, two release, three release. Number four is a little rough here. Whatever one that one is, it doesn't make any difference. There we go. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well, those last ones are pretty heavy. So you may wonder, how do we know which ones are clearing? You know, which 20 are we picking? Well, that's up to your spirit. Remember, the light ship works with your spirit. If you don't have a spirit in your body, you will not have one of these healings, okay? So if you're listening right now and you're intoxicated or something, all you're going to be hearing is the words inside of your head. You will not have a healing because your spirit has to be with you, whatever percentage you have to get a healing. You know, the more you have, the better it's going to be for you. But if you're intoxicated or on drugs or something, listening to the show, you will not get anything out of this here. You just hear the words because your spirit is the conduit. The light ship has to connect to your spirit. And then from there, your spirit is the conduit to bring in the divine energy. If you're only 10% in your body with your spirit, this is not the integration of your spirit, but just being in your body, then it will bring to you 10% of the energy that's being transmitted. If you're 100%, then you have 100% of the energy. So, and then you have integration of your spirit into the cells. Is it integrated? That's a whole other process, a whole other can of worms. But, you know, because you want to get integrated along with being in your body. Just being in your body just means that you're looking out of your eyes. Does not mean that your spirit is actually physically connected to your body. It just happens to float around inside of you. So back to you, Sylvia. And I'll put some music on here. So do a sampling again, everybody. And see how you're feeling. Check yourself out. Maybe get up, walk around, bend, twist, stretch. Okay, Sylvia, you got the floor again.
Okay, well, thank you for that. The next request that I saw is for something for nerve pain related to a dog bite.
Holy moly. Okay, here we go. I'll count to 10, and we'll see if we can help you with that physical pain. So here we go. There's some infection there first here, it looks like. Just do the infection body here. Okay. Nope. Here we go. Entity clearing first. Remember, entities come to you from pain. So you're emitting pain, so entities will come in. And maybe ones who were bitten by dogs. So here we go. Entity releasing here. So we're just going to focus on the area that has the pain right now. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Oh, boy. Okay. Next one here we're going to work on. This is how complicated this is, and this is maybe not the complete way of doing this, but it will help. So first one is entity. Next one here is trauma. Your body went through a lot of trauma that also emits energy. So let's do a trauma clearing for the dog bite here, or pain, if anybody has any pain in their body. Oh, this is very, very systematic, so to speak. This is why I kind of watch other healers do their stuff, and I know they don't have a clue because there's so much that's involved here with doing a healing. Okay. There we go. There's a trauma body. You know, you may have a hip problem right now. It doesn't matter. Just concentrate on it. Maybe your back is stiff or sore. It's the same process for you here. Okay, there we go. Trauma body's cleared. Much as we can do right now. Oh, man. Okay. Next, let's do the pain body, okay? Because you do have pain. Clear this out. Each one of these should probably make you feel maybe 10, 20% better here. Okay, here we go. Dealing with pain right now. all these bodies take up this charge. So just only clearing one of these is not typically going to fix you. I wish that it would. Okay, a lot of stuff here on pain. Well, you notice we haven't even got to the root cause yet, you know, of maybe why it happened or mainly what you're dealing with. We're just strictly clearing energies away. So you may say, gee, Ron, while you're working with entities and trauma and pain, I can understand pain, but why aren't you doing work for physical healing on me? Well, it's because these bodies have to get cleared off first. So we're still on pain. There's a lot of pain there. Okay. So this here is how I would more than likely work with somebody in person or tell them what to do if they have a condition, okay? There, okay. The pain body feels better to me right now. Okay, now we're going to work on your parents. Well, naturally, this is genetics. So let's say that your mother or father, I'll do them both. I'll do your mother first. So to work with your mother that maybe possibly have given you this problem. So we're going to clear away this energy from your mother. Remember, it came from somewhere. It didn't happen to you just by this lifetime. So you have the genetic disposition of having a dog bite or something similar, okay? You know, maybe a gulp bit your parents or something, or maybe in your ancestry, you know, or maybe a snake bit you or a spider. You know, remember, everything that happened to you from the past relates to you right now. So you don't have to know what it is. So this is from your mother's side here of the genetics. And if this gives you some relief, then I'd probably suggest doing a seven-generational one. That way it goes much deeper. Okay, there we go. Now we're going to do your father's side, okay? And this is just for this lifetime. And you can see where it came from. So I'll just be very, very interesting, which you're probably getting the awareness now, too, of what's happening here. Okay, there's your father's side, okay? And I'm going to go back one more generation. We're going to do your mother's parents, okay? Here we go, clearing this out here. This is why we do the seven-generational clearing, because it goes pretty deep. Could go back further than that, but typically the seven generations is what you're actually living more so in the physical, and that goes back. You know, typically we'll just say from the 1800s forward. It depends, you know, how many generations and how, you know, how the people had children. You know, how soon they had it, but I'd say probably 1800s, 1850s. Okay, now we're going to do your father's parents. Okay. And if you're aware, you're going to actually feel the energy changing here. And you go, wow, it came from him or it came from her. Okay. So as you feel this energy working with you, you're going to notice that, gee, I wonder what else you have wrong with me. You know, this is just one particular situation. Remember, your whole body is contaminated with all this stuff here. Like I said, you're living the ancestors' belief systems and all other traumas that they've had in this lifetime. And there we go. Okay. So, now you have a problem with the bite. Okay, so we cleared these here. This is all helping you to get toward wellness. Now let's work on the infection. Okay? So we'll do the infection body. Nope, I'm not going to do that one. I'm going to do the dog, okay? So the dog probably injected you using that. May sound kind of weird, but the dog did bite you. So the dog put fear into you. Remember, the dog had fear. So it transmitted its fear or anger or whatever into your body, okay? So let's take this out of you. Now, it could be something else. You know, I can't really tell you what would cause maybe a hip condition or a back condition or something, but, you know, you do have a situation that caused it, okay? And I'll go into that. I did a house clearing. I'm clearing the dog right now from this lady. I hope it's a dog. I think it was a dog bite, yeah. So I did a clearing this week on a person. They called me up, and they lived in a fairly old house, but you know, it's new to them, and it's like in a wooded area. And it was kind of back east. I think it may have been New York, upper New York or something. So what happened was this person, when they would walk in their yard, it felt a little strange to them in a certain area. And they had, you know, a lot of trees there once upon a time. And this part of the yard was cleared out. And the person, somehow, each time they went into that location in the yard, just kind of felt very uneasy. Well, all of a sudden, the person, you know, tripped and sprained their wrist and wanted to know if that was related to the bad vibes that this particular location, you know, was emitting on the land. So I did a house clearing, and I said, you know, it looks like maybe what happened was one of the maybe loggers, could have been maybe in the, you know, who knows when, maybe 1800s or something. Looks like they lost a hand there. So the land was storing the trauma of the person, which is still there, of having maybe this hand or fingers cut off or something. And the person who experienced it now physically, that energy was transmitted from the original person to the land to the person now physically. And so they ended up having a sprained wrist. So this is kind of what we're dealing with here in a sense here. Is that the dog or this energy was transmitted to whatever it was to the person. Now, naturally, this is like a psychic attack energy. So we're taking away the energy which the dog or whatever happened to you, if it wasn't a dog, gave this to you, okay? There we go. The dog is cleared, and so should the other energies be from everybody. So now let's work on your physical body, okay? So let's work on... let's do the skin first because the skin got torn. So it could also be something with your muscles, okay? If you have a back problem, for instance, or maybe a groin problem, maybe you have a problem with arthritis or something. So we're going to work with your skin now. Remember, the skin's traumatized, and the skin now has a problem. Okay, the skin feels pretty good right now. Okay, now... we're going to work on infection. So we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is the 11th healing, okay? Interesting, isn't it? So this, now we're dealing with the infection. Okay. Well, this body's really liking because now it can get rid of this infection and it can start to heal because this energy that was, you probably realize that you have a problem with infection or just an ache in your body, but not realizing all this other stuff is being transmitted to you and the body's collecting it, hanging on to it. Okay, still clearing. Working with your infection body now to take away the infection, giving this body an extra hand here, we'll say. To probably become more technical and talk about the white blood cells, you know, and the lymph, but we'll just talk about infection here. Trying to keep it very simple. Okay. There we go. So... I got to do two more. I got to see what they are now. Okay, the body right now feels a violation, okay? So it lost its spiritual energy because all of a sudden the violation came in, and this violation energy, and this I don't have on the website, so this is another way of looking at healing. So this is how your body got violated, okay? So we're clearing this energy here. So this could probably go into spirit trauma, and we'll do that clearing next here. So this is for your body, being violated, attacked, or whatever word you want to use there. Remember, it's just going along, you know, having a nice day and something happened to it. Okay, still doing this one here. Good. Now what happened to your spirit? Your spirit has a dog bite, okay? Now how are you going to have a healing when your spirit has a dog bite? It's just like you, and it has to run the energy for healing. And so if it's messed up and wounded and not holding spiritual integrity, it can't run energy into your body. So now we have to do a spirit healing. Okay? So now we're going to take this dog bite away from your spirit because it's suffering too. This should be a good show for the archives for people. Here we go. I want to tell your friends to listen to this one if they think they can have a healing really, really quick, and this is kind of breaking it down to why people don't heal. Plus, there may be other things involved here, too, but this is just what we can talk about that kind of make logical sense to us here, okay? Boy, the spirit's pretty bad shape here. Okay, and we're also clearing, at the same time we're doing a spirit retrieval, because naturally the parts of you that got bit by the dog or whatever your scenario is with your body, those parts left you, and they're out there suffering. So we have to bring those back too and heal those. Maybe you have a hole where your spirit was, okay? Maybe that part of your spirit is no longer in your body. Okay, still doing a spirit clearing. There. Okay, now let's do your auric field. Now your auric field is really messed up because now it's transmitting all around itself, you know, the pain of your body and everything else. Your auric field is messed up. And so is the chakra or chakras in that area or the energy vortexes that you have. So here we go. Let's do a auric field clearing here. Okay. The way I'm working with all these healings, I'm strictly in the moment. And so I'm just strictly doing what I'm doing. I'm not looking into what the next healing is going to be because I don't have a clue. Okay? I'm just doing this clearing. This is how I work with people. And so when I get done with this one here, I'll see what comes up next here. And I'm working with your spirit. Your spirit's telling me what it needs. So doing an auric field clearing here. Because the body's leaking energy all over the place, and it's putting out trauma energy, like a waveform that's trauma. And the chakras are not aligned properly, so we'll do a chakra clearing next here on it. There we go. So now we're going to do a chakra clearing. we'll just call it an energetic healing here, to be very simple here. Every joint has a chakra, but we'll just make it very simplistic here and just call it a chakra clearing to get the energy flowing inside of your body. Another way of saying it could be we're going to realign your meridians, okay? So that term is a little more more common for people. Okay, so here we go. So we're going to run energy from your spirit, from your heart, and we're going to go down the part of your body. In this case, we'll just say the dog bites maybe in the hand or something here. I'm not sure if it was stated or not, but we got to run the spirit energy from your heart down to that location, okay? Here we go. And then we want to also do the same thing to the other side of the body. So like if you had a problem with your left toe, we want to do the same healing here and do it for the right toe also, or the right foot, so both sides are balanced, okay? There we go. Good. Okay, these are done. Now we'll do another clearing here, which we'll call I can't do the whole thing, but this is what I call a sensory clearing. Sensory is your past lives, okay? So we got a lot of this stuff cleared away from you. Now, the sensory is your past lives. We only did a couple of generations, so I'll go a little deeper here. The sensory clearing is $200 to do. There we go, disconnecting this here. We'll go back to your ancestors of having a problem. You know, normally I have to go back to when you first incarnated here with your spirit. That could be 50 to 100,000 years ago. And I do it 100 years at a time. There we go. That one's completed. It's not done, but it's as far as I can go right now with it. So now let's look for alien implants, okay? So you may say, how does alien implants get involved with this here? Well, maybe the dog was used energetically, or your pain, which you have in your body, and they superimposed or connected to that particular animal or whatever that you're dealing with, the pain or whatever, and they put an implant into you, okay? So let's take this thing out. Remember, or it could just be a thought form from the aliens. Maybe it's a time-coded thing. Maybe your body had in it something that was going off, we'll say, that the dog could see psychically, and it told the dog to bite you, you know? So we're going to take away an implant in this area, or implants that are there. These are normally time-coded, and the aliens activate them to have something happen to you. So, Larry, I'm sure you're listening. You know, I think you started the show off with this with this here. So here we go. This show we'll dedicate to Larry, since he brought up, opened the can of worms up here. Thank you, Larry. Here we go. Alien implants that are connected to this pain. There we go. Good. And now we'll do, I don't know, do we do a planetary clearing yet on this one here, Sylvia?
Not related to this dog bite specifically.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the planets here. Planetary clearing. So this here is kind of more related to, if you would, your bad karma, okay? This is how the planets are controlling you in this lifetime to have stuff happen to you. So let's take that energy away. Okay, now we're going to bring in some life force energy. We never brought any life force energy yet, right? All we're doing is clearings, right? Taking away negativity. Now we're going to bring in some life force energy, some divine energy from your spirit into this location. So if you want to call it light, you can. Here it comes. And So after all this stuff here, we're probably giving you something that's positive here. It's actually neutral energy, which is what love energy is. Here we go. There. That's what all I can do. So what do we have here? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I believe I did 20 different types of clearings just for one particular thing. You can listen to the archives and count them maybe, but there we go. And hopefully this will help. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it's very interesting, Ron, because, for example, Kimberly mentioned on the fast chat that this clearing was helping her with her dog bite from childhood, and I'm sure other people are experiencing also other healings for themselves. It's very powerful. But it was so interesting to get an idea, Ron, of all the different layers involved energetically in something that probably happened in a split second.
Yeah, it's incredible, you know. It's just incredible. It's, I think of the song, you know, by Cher, you know, if you could turn back time, you know. And, you know, that 1 second of time that this thing happened to you, you know, you're going along fine and something happens and all this stuff comes flooding forward like, you know, like the dam burst, you know. And, you know, how do you repair all that? This is what has to be done normally to actually do a healing. And there may even be a lot more, but, you know, this is what, you know, how I would approach it. Normally I wouldn't go this much in depth, but this is what's kind of needed. So for all of you, you can kind of see what why I have so many different types of clearings on the website. And, you know, you normally look at it, and at first you get overwhelmed, and then as you start having a few clearings, you start realizing that you may not need all of them, but there are things in each one of those clearings that may help you. And remember, you're just living all your ancestors' stuff, and so they all have stuff, and they gave you your stuff. And if you're not, you know, if you're feeling yourself not being in the moment a lot, it's because their stuff's pulling you out of the present moment. So this is love comes walking in. The divine energy comes into you from your spirit. The lightship helps to do healings on you just like what we're doing here. And if there was 20 of these healings that we had to do just for one particular thing, I could probably figure out some more, but that's about where it stopped. And, you know, this is why, like, these calls that we do on Sundays are so wonderful, because they start pulling the stuff out of you. And this is how, you know, infested we are. I don't know what else I can say. And how compromised our body is and what it's going through. So, back to you, Sid. We can probably run a little bit over. It's like our time is about over, but we can run a little bit if you want, if there's more questions on the fast chat. I'd like to know, I didn't read the fast chat, but whoever had the dog bite, I'd like to know how you're feeling. If you're not shy and you want to call in, maybe you give the phone number, and maybe you can even express to the people how you felt during this healing. Or if not, if somebody else could maybe call in and kind of describe what each one of these would be. I'd really like to know myself on how, you know, you felt, or somebody out there felt during this healing process. So if you could, I'd really appreciate somebody or even a couple of people calling in right now. So what's the phone number, Sylvia?
Okay, it's 888-228-4494. So 888-228-4494. So, yeah, that would be great. And in the meantime, we had a request. I think we had a request from Kyle, who was saying he really loves the energy of the neutral light beings. So maybe, Ron, would you like to activate the the light being picture on the monitor screens with the neutral light beings?
Sure, and we also have this on the website. It's light being healing on the left side. And I can't recall what the cost is for it, but it runs for 15 minutes, and you can select male, female, or non-gender. So we'll bring in the non-gender, the neutral light beam. So if you're new to the program, scroll down to, you know, on Creation Lightship Healing and have the light beam in front of you. And we're going to activate this energy. Each one has their own particular, vibration. You could use the word maybe flavor of energy. And here it comes here. So starting to come in right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I'm just curious. I wonder if the death barcode was activated, 10 years prior to the person that had the dog bite, or even 10 years prior to you. If you're sitting with the energy, maybe on your first death barcode, you know, remember, things start going downhill, and you start becoming more prone and susceptible to stuff happening, you know, and this could be one of these stuff things, you know. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, I see we have a question here from Ren. He says, is this correct, he or she, I'm sorry, I don't know which one, but is this correct? Everyone needs the spirit barcode removal, but from there, only some need the ascension barcode removed?
We do have a couple of callers, Kimberly. Right
now. Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, everybody needs both of those. Yes, both are very, very important. But we have a caller on, Kimberly. So, Kimberly, are you out there?
I am.
Or are you here?
I'm out there. Yes, can you
hear
me?
You're here with us.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm always happy to step forward and share. I was being quiet because I step up a lot.
Yeah.
And wanted to hear someone else's thoughts for a change. And I was thinking of, oh, this is a great healing for whoever had that dog bite out there. And then I realized I was experiencing energetic releases from my different bodies, some more than others, from the different layers that you were working with. And so I benefited from that as well. And as far as age, I think my first death bar was set off around 27 or 28. So this happened much earlier in my childhood, more around the age, I think, of 10. I don't see the correlation on that one exactly for me.
But you felt the energy lifting for you from your own dog bite from childhood?
Right. I was aware. For me, it's like a tremor sometimes, like a breaking loose of maybe stagnant energy or energy I've accumulated in a certain area in my auric field or in the different bodies or on a meridian line somewhere might be congested. And so for me, it's like a flow of energy or they're specifically going to a direct area. I can feel like the loosening, the vibrating of it as it flows away or is lifted and pulled or stretched out of me. Those are like different words I can come up with from my experiences. Always gentle, but sometimes if it's a really strong attachment for me, I can feel it just like really vibrating inside of me. But this is momentarily. It's just so easy to let go of. But I do like the validation. I do like the awareness of the aha, I get it.
Were you, with your dog bite that you had, you know, a long time ago, did it ever come to the surface? You know, after it got healed, we'll say you had it 20 years ago, hypothetically, and did
right.
it ever come to the surface again in 20 years where you knew about the dog bite, or did this just get keyed in as we did this healing here?
No, I've known about it because it was very traumatic. I was told to stay out of the garage from some neighbors, and my mom and the woman there were in the garage, and I thought, oh, I just stepped over the little barrier on the door. Well, the dog went nuts. It was one of those small ones with, like, the butterfly ears or those pomer, this orangey, anyway, a small lap dog. And it ripped the lower half of my right hand. I got a big, deep gouge. It really bled, and I started screaming. It was, you know, it was hysterical. And they got me out of there. They're like, you know, why did you come in? Apparently, some children the day before had been tormenting the dog. And so it just associated me probably as being one of those children again, because they were really teasing it and horribly torturing it. And that's why it was in the garage away from everyone. And, you know, they cleaned me up. I had to have a tetanus shot. So I was very young, but it did leave a scar. It's healed, but there's a white line, like, underneath the skin. And so the other day I was listening to the radio show when I believe a woman had asked about some healing for a dog bite. And I was just becoming then consciously aware of how much energy I might still be holding in that scar. And then I was just sitting here casually listening, not expecting to benefit from it, but I truly believed that there was healing for me as well. And it was more than one of the treatments that you were giving. You went to, I think, the auric body or auric something, I think you said. That was very
specific. The auric field?
So, right, the auric field. And then there were some others, too. So, thank you.
That's great. Wonderful. Is there another caller on, too? I think Don said we had a couple of people on. Is someone else on the line as well?
Hello? Anybody out there? Well, call back if you can.
Oh, yeah, I just said you're there.
Okay.
Hi,
who's
this?
This
is Judy. I'm the one that got bit by a dog on July 5th. You helped me on July 6th.
Yes, I remember that one, yeah.
That's the same one. And I was feeling a lot of nerve pain. I do massage therapy, and it pretty much hurts all the time with the nerve pain. And I could feel when you were doing specific ones, at times it would hurt more and tingle. There's something still going on with it now, and maybe the healing's continuing, but it's there's definite nerve damage to my ulnar nerve. And it's pretty much when I work, it hurts all the time from my elbow to my pinky. But I definitely felt a lot of different tingling and stuff. I felt, I can't remember which clearings they were that I felt the most at, but, I felt more when you were like releasing the dog and maybe the dog energy versus something that came from my family, more. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, everything makes sense. Yeah, because remember that the dog imprinted you with the anger. So your body now is hanging on to anger or fear or whatever was there, like a psychic attack.
Mm.
So it's good.
Yeah, and when you were feeling more overwhelmed with things, that I was definitely feeling like the spirit one definitely damaged and, you know, put a hole in my spirit. And with the last couple ones, I really felt a lot with. I can't remember what they were, because I was just trying to experience it versus remembering what you were doing.
Yeah, so I have a question. Since we did maybe 20 of these, if I'm right by my counting.
Yeah,
you, I'm just curious, from your perspective, was there any one that wasn't needed?
Mm. I can't think of any that wasn't needed. They all seemed relevant. I probably would have done, you know, tissue or and bone damage too. You know, or healing.
Uh-huh.
I don't
okay.
know. He bit into the bone on my ulnar bone and also like cut, did some damage to the ulnar nerve. And there might be some infection left in there because it's still just like, it's so painful.
Okay, well, let's do the
but
bone.
Nothing
okay, here
coming
we go.
Back as being, okay.
Okay, so see, one nerve. Okay, well, let's do bone and nerve, okay?
Okay.
Let's maybe make 22. Here we go. You ready? So, here we go. Going to clear out the energy of the bone here. Bone being attacked, violated. Remember, your bones are conscious, too.
Yes, they are.
Yep. So here we go. Take this energy out.
Mm.
Oh, boy. This feels pretty bad. At least on my end, it does. Like the bones and trauma, the bones hurt. If the bone was a person, it would be really, really sad. A lot of pain. I'd be very upset, let's put it that way. Because it lost its integrity.
It's not a happy bone or arm.
No, it's not happy at all. So we're clearing out the bone energy right now. Still doing the bone. There. Okay, now we'll do nerve, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And this one feels about the same. I feel like it's almost severed.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done scar tissue yet. We'll do scar tissue next here, okay?
Okay.
So somebody may ask me, after hearing all this here, they say, well, can't you just do all these at one time? Lump them all, like, in one folder, like on a computer, and do them all at once. The answer is no.
It's like peeling an onion. You can't just, you have to peel it off layer by layer.
Yep. Which one of these are complete energetic systems? We have to tune into each individual system to clear it. There we go. Now we'll do scar tissue, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and let's do your spirit energy again. We'll just call it spirit infusion here, okay?
Okay.
So here we go, bringing your spirit into these areas, into these three areas here. And at the same time, I'm clearing your spirit because it still has these same traumas, okay? So first clear your
mm-hmm.
spirit out of these traumas. And then after this, we're going to do a cording disconnect from the dog and you, okay?
Okay.
Because you're probably still thinking of the dog and it thinks of you. And you want to get that energy away so that that energy is not being transmitted.
Okay.
Okay, now we're just got through clearing your spirit of these traumas, and now we're going to do a spirit infusion basically here. Good. Now we're going to take away the dog's energy of thoughts, okay? This is the cording, dog cording to you. And then we'll take your cording away. So we'll do the dog first here. Take away its energy. Remember, once you get attacked by something, this could also be a psychic attack. It's still there. So this is actually a physical attack, and the energy is still there, too.
Yeah, you did that last week, and I actually felt better, but I didn't work all weekend. And then when I started working, the other traumas were still there.
Oh yeah, we did a sample of that on the I think the BBS show, didn't we?
Yes. And I did feel that, but then it wasn't obviously. There's many more layers that needed to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting rid of the dog out of your bite now. Out of your body. Uh-oh. We've got to take away the saliva of the dog, okay? That's coming up next here after this one. So now we're going to take the energy of you connecting to the dog, okay?
Okay.
We'll do the dog's saliva, and that should probably be it. Remember, this will work for everybody else too, so just stay with your one condition that you have. Okay, now we're going to do the saliva of the dog, okay? Remember, that's part of the dog's energy that went inside of you. Uh-huh. This is a big one. So not only did you get energetically connected, you know, you have the trauma, but you also have now part of the dog's DNA in your body, okay?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Right? So that should not be in your body.
So, that's what I always wanted.
Yeah. Start barking. Yeah. Just went around for fire hydrants, huh?
Good thing I'm a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And we're a dull moment here, huh? Okay, this is a lot of energy here in the saliva, getting it out of your body. Now, this one, for me, out of all of them, this is like the icing on the cake here. This feels very, very good. It's like finally we got to the core of the problem here, okay?
Okay.
Well, that's how I would look at this one here. But
with each one, I could really feel it going on. It's
yeah.
More painful when you're doing it.
Yep. This feels great. I mean, my body's feeling wonderful. So remember, I had to go through everything that you went through. So right now, it's feeling very, very happy and glad to get this thing out of it.
Sorry to put you through that.
Not want to be a dog. There we go. Still clearing this out. It'll take about a minute more here.
Okay.
A lot of energy here still. Get rid of this piece of paper here. Get another one out. I use a lot of paper for clearing. So here we go. Boy, this is a whole bunch here. So maybe the alien wanted you to become a dog. Maybe we'll fix her.
I'm still a dog person, but I do have I do have fear of dogs now.
Yeah. Did we do your fear body for this one yet? We did that, did we?
Yeah. No, we didn't do it for this one.
Okay. So that's done. Now let's do your fear body, okay?
Okay.
Here we go, starting the fear body. Okay, that's about all I can do right now. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Ron.
Hopefully you're doing better.
It feels better, and I think it like in past clearings, it takes a little bit to catch up.
Yes, that is correct. Your body will, in a physical problem like this, will need time to heal itself. Yeah, once the energies are released, it's on its own path now of healing. So all these clearings should make it much more susceptible to wellness now.
Yeah, it's tingling right now, which it wasn't before, so that's good.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Ron. You're the best.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I have a suggestion too, Judy, that might be a good follow-up for you after this healing. There's the... you know, on Ron's website, there's the object activation section.
Oh,
which you can do. I forget the charge per activation, but you can also just pay $30, and then that way you have unlimited activations for the whole entire month. And so you can select what you want to activate, and then you can select what energy you want activated in that thing. So you could put your food, your beverages, clothing, even that you put on your, arm and that kind of thing. You could activate that all with healing energy to help support the healing process there. It's really an amazing thing that he's got on that website, and I don't know if people realize it as much as it, but any particular thing that you need on a day, because that's moment to moment, because as the healing process goes, things are changing, and so the light beings are activating that right then and there for what's needed at that present moment. It's a wonderful kind of follow-up, I think, for this healing for you.
Do you ask for specific things, or does it already know what you need?
You type it right in. There's drop-down boxes. You can either select what's already there in the menu selection, gives you a little box where you can just type in whatever. So, you can put in whatever you want. You could put your plate of dinner down in front of it and then have it activated with, the energy you need. For specifically that healing on that hand. Or, even more specific, like the bone or the nerve or what have you. And just, And then I think it has instructions on there, like you hold on to it, and I think it's a 5-minute time period where you know,
okay.
You've got the light being in front of you, and then you hold it, and it's activated, and then you can do that as often as you like if you're on the unlimited for the month.
Okay, yeah, because I haven't done that one yet. I've done some of the other ones, but haven't done that one. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the suggestion.
Anybody out there, if you can go down to the bottom of this page here on BBS, there's a place for testimonials, and I would love to have, you know, maybe you could reference the show here, the day and the date and the time, and send me a testimonial. I think it'd be wonderful to see how you all felt about this clearing. It was quite long and lengthy, but a lot of things got uncovered. And what I find happens with healing, I can be working with somebody, and like, you know, we did quite a few here. I don't know if we did 26, 27 healings on just one thing. But you start working on things, and, you know, at first you think that maybe you found it, and then you have to go a little deeper, and then, do more and more and more. And then all of a sudden something happens to where it doesn't seem to be that much, you know, significant, you know, and all of a sudden, bingo. Because everything is in alignment for healing. You know, all those onion peels got taken away. There's only one left, and you have to kind of search for it. And then you get it taken away, and all of a sudden, everything comes into alignment. You're back into spiritual integrity, and it works. And this is kind of the way, you know, healings work. And some people have, like, more stuff than others. Maybe somebody else with the same exact problem, maybe would not need all of these. I can't say that they wouldn't, but when I was doing this, I was doing it in the moment, and this is what came up in the moment for what was needed at that time. And so this is the way, you know, I work with people typically who have a special problem, but, you know, mainly, you know, you want to get the healing so that you can get well. And it's hard to say how many you're going to be needing, you know, and each one helps. Sometimes you may not even feel it working, but once that energy is taken away from you, at some point it will kick in, because that body just maybe is healed, but there's something else blocking the energy of your spirit to come in more fully to align with you to get back into spiritual integrity with your body. So this has been a kind of a long show. It's been very interesting. So yeah, I'd love to have testimonials from people who are listening out there. And do earmark this show. It'd be a good show for all of your friends if they want to know about healing and why they don't heal. This is a perfect example of what's typically needed. So, Sylvia, I guess we could talk about the 8-hour show. We did it briefly here. That'll be coming up Sunday. Not a show, but a call. Starts at 10 o'clock PST, 8 hours in length. You break every hour for about 5 minutes. And this will get rid of the shapeshifter energies, extraterrestrial. These are all extraterrestrial energies that come into us. You know, the octopus, the squid. You can go on the website. You can also, if you want to get a sample, go on to the BBS archive, 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. Both of these shows, we remove these critters out of you. And this particular session for this coming Sunday is to physical body organ rejuvenation is what we're calling it here. And, you know, everybody benefits. So, and you're on the light ship for about a week afterwards, too. So you're in quarantine. This is one of the bodies or many bodies that don't go to the light ship for healing because you're infested with darkness and these things are taken out of you. That's the basic thing that we're doing is getting rid of darkness. And so once these are out, and part of your physical body, part of your spirit can now go to the light ship for healing, then you're going to have much more success, too. So we have conference calls Mondays and Fridays, $20, water charging on Wednesdays. Anything you want to add, Sylvia?
Oh, just the conference calls are amazing. You know, every time that you have one, you know, the light beings work with the individuals that are on the call, and it's just very precious because they really care for us, nurture us, and heal us so you know, beautifully, and it's just everyone is unique and special and in the moment, and it just is amazing to be able to be on the light ship and experience that pure divine energy, no duality, just pure love and light, and it's just an experience that changes your life.
You can also be on an absentee, too, so you don't have to be at your phone for 8 hours. You can just call in or just let me know. You know, if you're not going to be near a phone, let me know, and I can take you up, and they'll do the work on you anyway. So you don't have to be, you know, connected to the phone line if that's a concern for you. So I hope to have testimonials. Our next show is tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and it's Saturday night live on the Light Ship. And it's midnight back east. So we go to the Light Ship about the first, probably 10 minutes of the show for physical healing also, and you can maybe see the light beams up there. So I guess we'll just sign off here. Hope that you're all on the call on Sunday. It's very, very needed. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you tomorrow. And if not, we'll see you on the 8-hour call on Sunday. Blessings. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Ron.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Judy, for your request. And
thank
for
you,
coming
Judy.
On.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I will let you know how it's going.
Okay.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Night,
bye.
Everyone.
Good night.